This is program number LW2716. Well, you know, there are some things in life that, well, they just sort of work in a contradictory way. Hi, this is Larry West. I mean, you know, you can throw a burning match out the window of your car and start a forest fire. But you can use boxes of matches on the entire edition of the Sunday paper without being able to start a fire under dry logs in your fireplace. Know what I mean? An obscure scientist named Gumperson several years ago came up with a theory about that sort of thing, and he formulated it into a basic law about life. Now, his law is a little complicated, but since it happens all the time in life, he made up a law about it. Here's his law. The contradictory of a welcomed probability will assert itself whenever such an eventuality is likely to be most frustrating. Now, trying to figure out his law is what's frustrating. But what he's saying is that there are some contradictory things that happen in life, such as the good parking places are always on the other side of the street. A child can be exposed to the mumps for weeks without catching them, but sure enough, he seems to catch them without exposure the day before your family goes on vacation, right? Here's another one. After you get that raise in your salary, it always seems you have less money at the end of the month than you had before. It's a contradictory series of events. It always seems that the person who buys the most raffle tickets has the least chance of winning. I could go on and on, but you see what I'm talking about. Lots of things in life are contradictory. I've written a couple of items that talk more about that, and I'd like to send them to you today. They consist of parts 1 and 2, entitled Down the Up Staircase. Sounds a little contradictory, but that's the point. In it, we talk about how the Bible describes some seemingly contradictory things. How, for example, if we're going to have real victory in our lives, we've got to surrender. With God, the only way you can win is to surrender. With Him, the only way you can be free is you must decide to become a slave. Contradictory? Yes, but that's the way it works. You see, it's only when you're bound to God that you can walk the earth free. The Bible says other seemingly contradictory things. For example, to grow up, you've got to become a child. To become great, you've got to humble yourself. That's what the Bible says. These are the words it actually says. Whoever shall humble himself as this little child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. I don't know, maybe that's why the Bible is, to a lot of people, a most confusing book. It's filled with seeming contradictions. Another example is, the Bible teaches that to be happy, you've got to be sad. Blessed are they that mourn. That's what it says. It says that to be comfortable, you've got to do some suffering. That's what it says. The Bible says, as we shared abundantly in Christ's sufferings, so through Christ we share abundantly in comfort too. You see, when God invites a man to come to Christ, He's not inviting him to a picnic. He's inviting him to a cross. And the same seeming contradiction is that though that man may be stripped, though he may be beaten, ridiculed, made fun of, he's at peace inside. He's comfortable. It's strange how the Bible is filled with seeming contradictions, one right after another. I mean, for example, Jesus came to earth so that man might go to heaven. God was born of woman so that man might be born of God. God surrendered himself to make man victorious. God became enslaved in order to make man free. He suffered that we might be comforted. He died that we might live. There are a lot of seeming contradictions in the Bible, and that may be why it has so much punch. I mean, when you grab a hold of what God is really talking about, it'll put you where you ought to be. It'll give you reason, purpose, hope, direction in life. God's the only one who can make sense out of it all. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I want to send you this material I've written. It's called Down the Up Staircase. It's yours for the asking. Down the Up Staircase. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.